This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's word that the folks that engineer the most quoted stock index are giving it an overhaul. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is an index of 30 hand-picked companies. The way it works is the higher the share price, the more influence it has on the index. The feeling at Dow Jones & Company is that Alcoa, Hewlett-Packard, and Bank of America are laggards and need to go. On the way into the industrial average, stocks of companies that don't seem very industrial at all, Visa, Nike, and the grandee of Wall Street, Goldman Sachs. Julie Neiman joins us from the Heartland every Tuesday. She's the analyst at Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Hello, Julie.
Morning, David.
And here I was thinking that the Dow Jones Industrial Average was a law of physics. It was immutable. You don't mess with it. I guess I was wrong.
Well, it's a bunch of guys in the back room who basically decide, what are we going to put into the Dow now? It's been the same way for 100 years, and they're not about to change the process, but it certainly is less than scientific.
Every once in a while, they do tinker with it, and this time out comes, let's see, Hewlett-Packard has not been doing so well. Alcoa, the aluminum company, and there was another one that's Bank of America.
And you're looking at three stocks that have all run upon hard times here. Bank of America had a near-death experience. Hewlett-Packard, same thing. Alcoa is in an industry that is basically just slogging along. So they're substituting with three companies that are doing very well, getting Nike, Goldman Sachs, and Visa. These are also three high-priced companies. So you're going to get a nice bump in the Dow here as everybody rushes in and starts buying these particular stocks.
But in a sense, Julie, it makes it absurd when, let's say, 3 months from now, if the Dow is up, to say, oh, look at the Dow. It must mean something about the economy. They've, in fact, just tinkered with the index is all they've done.
Well, the real question is, what do you want to measure? If you take the Dow, you're measuring market emotion. If you really want an index as to what the health of the global economy is, it's going to be the Russell Global Index. That's 98% of everything that's traded worldwide, and nobody cares. But a substitute for that, we'll go with the S&P 500. That's going to give you about 60% of the health of the United States.
And again, we're just talking stock indexes here. If you want to know about the state of the world, there are other things you need to watch. Julie Neiman, Smith, Moore & Company, thank you so much.
You bet.